Hi, everyone. Welcome to my podcast, Whole Bunch of Cattails. My name's Sabrina Lee, and I am your host. This podcast is all about cat stories, and lately it's about things I've been learning about cats. I've been learning a lot, so much, especially because I decided that I wanted not only to entertain people, but to educate them as well. So, without further ado, let's get into today's episode. I'm calling today's episode Grape Gate. And the reason I'm calling it Grape Gate is because of the controversy. Okay, I have like 200 people that watch my TikTok videos, so the small, tiny, minuscule controversy that I'm calling Grape Gate. What is Grape Gate, you might ask? Well, Grape Gate is what happens when you let one of your foster kittens steal food, and one thing they stole was a grape, and you filmed it, and everyone in the comments said, "That is toxic. You are an irresponsible cat owner. What are you doing with your life that you don't know that grapes can kill your cats?" And that's a little dramatic about what they said, but grapes can actually kill your cats. So don't let your cats eat grapes. But let me go back a little bit. How did Nelson, our foster kitten this summer, even get a grape? That is a very good question. As you know, maybe you're just now coming across this, and this is the first episode that you're listening to, so maybe you don't know that. But if you do know, if you know me or you follow any of my social media, you are aware that during the summer, I typically foster kittens. Why just in the summer? The summer is kitten season. It isn't that I'm opposed to fostering kittens all year long. There just aren't really kittens to foster. Sometimes I will foster cats during the winter months. But this story is not about fostering cats. It's about fostering kittens. So this summer, we had two singletons that we put together so that they wouldn't be so lonely. And one's name was Lil Z because he looked like a combination of Lila and Izzy, two of our in-home cats. And the other one we named Nelson. Nelson is what I refer to as a trash panda. Yes, a trash panda. Why a trash panda? Because he acts like a raccoon. He gets into the trash. He pulls out food. He eats the food. He jumps up on the kitchen table. He grabs whatever you're eating and grabs a little bite of it. Things like pancakes, pizza, chicken, anything. You name it. That cat thinks that he needs to have it. And he was so stinking cute and funny because when I would get something to eat, he would put his little head in the air and start sniffing the air and wander over very sneakily. He wasn't really sneaky. He thought he was sneaky and jump in my lap to try to get whatever it was that I was eating. And on this one particular occasion, he jumped up and grabbed a grape. And then he ran off with the grape under the bed. And I happened to be filming at this point because I thought, you know what, these are going to make really funny, cute little shorts. Filming Nelson grabbing food and running off. Like, it's hilarious. He grabs a grape. He runs off. And I post it on TikTok, Facebook, maybe YouTube, maybe Instagram. Anyway, post it. I post him eating like three or four different kinds of foods, including this grape. And immediately people were commenting about the grapes. Unbeknownst to me, kittens can't eat grapes. Why can't they eat grapes? Because they're toxic. They have something in them. It's the same stuff that makes your wine dry. Is the same stuff that is toxic to a cat. And so if a cat eats even one grape, there's a possibility that he will have kidney disease, and it could unfortunately lead to his demise. But keep listening. That didn't happen. None of that happened. He's fine. He's since been adopted. He has a great home. Like, he was not really affected by the grape. One reason is he didn't actually eat the grape. He just ran off and dropped it under the bed. But regardless, as soon as that happened and I saw those comments, I was like, you have got to be kidding. I had no idea that grapes were bad for cats. I mean, it's a fruit. They can eat strawberries. They can eat strawberries. They cannot eat grapes. Very important. Very important lesson. Do not feed your cats grapes. So I immediately made a follow-up video to the grapes and apologized and, you know, said I obviously had no idea that cats couldn't eat grapes. To let you know, I crawled under my bed. I found the grape. I threw it away. He didn't eat it. I'm super sorry that I did that. Like, it was not intentional. I would never intentionally hurt the kittens or cats. Like, that's just not something I would do. But in the process of posting the follow-up video, I had people in the comments saying things like, cats can't eat grapes. I didn't know that. Well, learn something new every day. And so then that got me thinking, you know what? I bet there are a lot of foods that cats can't eat that people don't know. So I made a list. I made a video. You can watch the video on YouTube. It was from August 4th about the different foods that cats shouldn't eat. And just a quick list if you don't want the visual to accompany it. Of course, grapes are number one. They also can't eat dairy, which did know that they couldn't eat dairy. I've known that for a while, but growing up, I certainly didn't know it. When I was a kid, a teenager, we had a cat and his name was Jerry. And Jerry, he was a funny guy because he had two houses and we didn't know he had two houses until my mom took him to the vet. But anyway, my mom spoiled Jerry rotten. And so when Jerry would come home, she would give him a saucer of milk. And so I always thought, mothers know best. Like, they know what a cat can have and what it can't have. How would my mom know that? I don't know. Did she have cats? I don't think so. Growing up, we had a couple of parakeets. When I was super little, my grandpa bought me a horse. That little guy did not last long. Dusty. I had a horse named Dusty. I was about 3 years old, and we lived in the city. And anyway, she did not stay with us for long, but We also, come to think of it, did have a cat when I was really little. And that cat crawled up into the underneath of the car. And my dad started the car in the winter and didn't know that the cat was under there and like scalded half of the cat's side. Anyway, the cat ended up living. I don't even remember the cat's name. But once the cat got better, my dad dropped him off at a farm. I don't know if he really dropped him off at a farm. I don't really know what happened to the cat, but I'd like to believe in my heart that my dad dropped the cat off at the farm and that the cat did not, in fact, die of the sustained injuries, of the injuries that the cat sustained under the car. Also, I don't even remember what that cat's name was or if it was a boy or a girl. So that, yeah. And did my mom feed that cat milk? Probably. Did that lead to any of its issues with being outside in the cold? No. You know, that should have been a good clue too. Like, mom, dad, it's freezing cold outside. Why is the cat outside? Where did that cat even come from? I don't know. Anyway, moving on to other foods that your cats should not eat. Grapes, dairy, chocolate. Cats should not have chocolate, which that makes sense because dogs, I know dogs shouldn't have chocolate, and cats and dogs are probably built similarly. I mean, I don't know. They're relatively the same size. They're definitely not. But anyway, cats, no chocolate for cats, no chocolate for dogs. Also, no grapes for dogs and no dairy for dogs. So pretty much this list is not just for cats. It can be for dogs too. And also, this is not an extensive list. This is just when I Googled what foods are toxic to cats, these are what came up. Other foods that they should not have: garlic, onions. Which garlic and onions come from the same family as like shallots and chives. And has a name. Let me see what the name is. Allium, I think it's called. I'm not familiar with how to say that word. It's all the same family though, so. Avocados. They should not eat avocados. They should not eat raw eggs. But both of those are super expensive, so I don't know that I would be giving my cats those things anyway. Okay, so let's see. How many did I rattle off? Grapes, chocolate, dairy, onions, garlic, avocado, eggs. So I think those are the same seven that I covered from the YouTube video, but You can look to check. The link is in the notes. People were quick to point out about the grapes. And like one lady even told me that I was irresponsible. And another said that people food did not have enough nutrition in it. Like, lady, do you think that I'm only feeding Nelson people food? Like, clearly he gets kitten wet food. Let's see, at that point, he was getting a can a day and he was having unlimited dry food. He was also eating the big cat's dry food. Like, he was just a crazy cat that liked to eat people food. Granted, feeding the cat grapes was a bad idea. And like I said, I didn't really feed them to him. He just grabbed one and ran away and I found it. But that started Grapegate. I didn't start it. It started, middled it, and ended it. And that's the end of Grapegate. Don't feed your cat grapes. Lesson learned. And along the way, I'm hopefully educating people on what else not to feed your cats. So, like, honestly, is anyone else even feeding their cats people food? They're not dogs. They typically don't just jump up and grab food to eat. The whole reason that I do cat content is to avoid controversy and drama, right? Like, it's why I quit working at my forward-facing customer service job, because I just could not deal with the people yelling at me and saying, you know, let me talk to your manager. And me looking at them like, that's me, I'm the manager. And then them telling me whatever their complaint was. And it could have been anything. People complain a lot about everything. That's the whole purpose of doing the cats. No controversy, no complaints. Until Grapegate. Although, I guess that's not entirely true. Because we have had other controversy. The big one is letting the cats out. I do let my cats go outside. Two of them don't go, but the rest of them are allowed outside. Now, wait. None of the foster kittens are let outside. None of the foster cats get to go outside. They all stay inside. We only had one foster cat that we ever let outside. We had him for a couple of years, and we had him on a harness. So he wasn't just allowed to roam freely. Like, he was diabetic, and we put him on a harness to take him out to get exercise. Seymour, we miss you. Currently, we have 8 cats, and both Sushi and Scarlet have to stay inside, but the other 6 are allowed to go out. Actually, Izzy is an interesting guy because he will disappear for months at a time. And so when he finally comes home, we keep him in the basement by himself. Okay, it's a bedroom down there. Like, he's not just stuck in the laundry room, but we keep him in the basement by himself because he doesn't get along with any of the other cats. And he's content for a while, but then he'll want to go back outside. And so we let him out and he disappears for a couple of months at a time, which we finally figured out where he was going. One of the neighbors came over. He said, hey, do you have a cat with a raccoon tail? Yeah, that's Izzy. Yeah, he was living at the neighbor's across the street. And then she went into assisted living. So she put the cat back outside. Like, yeah. So that's where he disappears to. He did have a second home. Anyway, then he went over to the neighbor's house, the guy that came over to let us know. And he's like, we have 2 cats in our house and they are not going to be happy if your cat gets inside. I'm like, yeah, for sure. No worries. We'll get him. And then he's telling me, like, you know, he's a real friendly guy, like, but he only lets you pet him for a while and then he'll bite you. Yeah. That's Izzy. 100%. That's my cat. He only likes to be pet for a very short amount of time. And then he lets you know when he's done. Fortunately, like, he didn't hurt the guy or anything. It's just one of his little quirky personality traits. And another reason why we need to keep that damn cat inside and not let him go outside. Plus, he gets beat up out there. And anyway, so he's inside currently. So really, I guess 3 of our cats are inside cats and 5 of them go outside. And it is a controversy because people are quick to point out how bad letting your cats outside is for the environment, which I'm like, we live in the friggin' city. It's fine. It's fine for the environment. They're fine. They can be outside. Most of the time, they're just hanging out on the back deck anyway. Although sometimes they go over to the neighbor's house and hang out over there. I think they like fix their fence though, so they can't do this anymore. But one of them climbs up on their back deck and just like peeks in their sliding glass door, like, hey, let me in. And the neighbors have smaller children. And so those kids are super excited anyway. And then the mom's like, yeah, because of your cats, we ended up getting our kids a cat because they just love your cats so much. Cool. Okay. So we're hunting to the cat population. Although not really. All of our cats are fixed. They're not reproducing. They're just moving in over here and causing other people to adopt cats too. So cute. They're cats. Cat controversy of letting your cats indoors or outdoors. Honestly, you know, I have two cats that if they're inside overnight will stand outside my door screaming at me, starting at about 5:36 in the morning to get up and let them out. So I do. I give in to their peer pressure and I let them out and go roam freely. They're not bothering anyone. And like I said, most of the time they're on the back deck or hanging out in the backyard. They don't wander far. They know where the food is. They know where to come to eat and get their fresh water. Two of the cats prefer the bird bath. And like the bird bath water is not clean. It's bird bath water. Whatever. They're fine. Probably don't let your cats drink bird bath water. So those are a couple of controversies. Indoor, outdoor cats. And then the grape gate. Cats are funny, aren't they? They really are. They do funny things and they cause drama. Even when I don't think there's any drama to be caused. The other day I was doing a Facebook Live because I'm trying to do Facebook Lives, which Facebook doesn't send out notifications. I guess they do, but only if you have the notifications turned on. Anyway, so usually it's just me with the cats on the live with no one watching. Whatever. It's fine. It's good practice for other lives I do. But a gal actually got on there and was having a conversation with me, you know, where she would type and I would answer. And she asked me about catnip. And like, she's got some foster kittens that she's getting ready to adopt. And she's wondering, you know, hey, when do we introduce catnip to them? And I told her, like, you know, read the directions. Like, I really don't know. So then I get off the Facebook Live and I go back and Google it. And you know what the answer is? Do you know when you can introduce catnip to your kittens? The answer is anytime. It's not going to hurt them. But they recommend waiting until they're 6 months old because usually catnip doesn't affect them until they're 3 to 6 months old, sometimes up to a year. You can definitely buy the catnip and see if it affects them, but typically it does not. So that is one thing too. I'm just learning so much. I'm learning so much about cats and yeah, things that never even crossed my mind. So I'm enjoying it. If you have any questions or want to know something you want me to Google an answer for you, you can just leave it in the comments. I do have a child who is off at, well, undergrad, they're at college, on their way to veterinary medicine eventually. And so they'll be able to be my Google. So I won't have to Google the answers to these questions, but for now, they're not. And here I am. Plus they're at school, so I wouldn't ask them anyway, but I'm more than happy to Google. More than happy to Google answers for you. Oh God, I have enough cats and I fostered enough kittens that you would think there are some things that I would just know. Like the same gal asked me, one of her kittens really loved to play with the other kitten's tail and the other kitten didn't like it. And like, what's her suggestion? What's my suggestion? What can she do to keep the kittens from going after each other's tails when they don't like it? And I did know the answer to that. Like, get a toy. Get like a wand toy and distract the kitten with the wand toy and teach the kitten to play with the wand and not play with the tail. Same thing with fingers. If you've got a cat that's attacking your fingers, when they're doing that, get a wand toy and redirect them. So those are all the lessons that I have for today. But if you have other questions or are wondering anything, please drop them in the comments. I will be more than happy to look it up for you. Thanks for listening today. New podcasts come out every Tuesday, wherever you stream. In the meantime, you can check out Whole Bunch of Cats on any of our social media platforms. There's a link in the notes to all the different social media. We also have a website, www.wholebunchofcats.com, and that also links to everything, right? Everything links to everything. If you want to be a content creator, you got to have everything linked to everything, right? I hope you enjoyed this episode of Whole Bunch of Cat Tales, and I hope maybe you learned something. All right, until next week. Bye! Thank you.